You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef, unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves, and the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Welcome back to Friday Night on the Lights, hour number two, and you're watching on FNUTL.com, listening on MPB Think Radio across the state of Mississippi. I'm Russ Robinson. He's Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center sports course. By the way, I want to mention that there is no clinic tomorrow morning, so that is done for the year, but... boy, what a job they did all year for folks doing that. And
they do a great job.
They do.
They really do.
They really do. And you know they do when people talk about them. So, with a lot of scores, and they make sure that you get them every Friday night. And that man right there on our left, George Brontree, is going to make sure that you know who's playing, when they're playing, and where they're playing. George?
All right. Well, let's give you the scores, and then we'll also review the bracket at the same time. Jake, why don't I give the scores, and you kind of chime in with the brackets
sure.
as we go through. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. North 6A. North, one of the better games of the night. In the final seconds, Madison Central rallies to edge Warren Central over in Vicksburg by the score of 28-26. And the other North 6A playoff game, Starkville at home against Horn Lake. Starkville won. Going away by the score of 35-7. And so in the South 6A, it was Pearl at home tonight playing Hancock, and the Pirates had no real trouble with Hancock, winning by the score of 42-3. So Pearl is now 14-0 on the year. And Meridian won this game against Petal tonight, 38-28. So Meridian is 7-6. They got off to a rough start, played a terrifically difficult schedule, but Meridian is there as they beat Petal tonight 38-28.
And before we go over this 6A bracket, let's remember, Meridian is one win away from doing what the two teams prior to them would be the third straight year that you've seen a team start off slow in South 6A and then make a run to the state championship. Petal did it 2 years ago. Pearl did it last year. Meridian now one win away. Madison Central will take on Starkville in the north half at Starkville next Friday night, while Pearl will host Meridian next Friday night as well. And this is for a chance to punch your ticket to Oxford, which the 6A state championship game will be played Friday, December 1st at 7 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Moving to 5A in the North, of course, one of the favorites in the North has obviously been West Point, and they played Grenada tonight and won at Grenada by the score of 32-13. And also in North 5A, Olive Branch won their 12th game of the year. They've lost only once to Olive Branch back earlier in the year. They beat Lake Cormorant. Lake Cormorant, of course, there because of the upset Cleveland Central last week. But Olive Branch won over Lake Cormorant tonight 40-21. In South 5A, Hattiesburg rolled over Stone 49-9 on the road. And the other, I would say an upset of sorts, Laurel beat Brookhaven, an 11-1 Brookhaven team, 26-22, Laurel a winner.
It's to be noted, West Point now is 2-0 in the playoffs, and they beat both opponents a combined score of 86-13. And they will host Olive Branch, as you said, George. They beat Olive Branch earlier in the season.
Badly.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. And then in the South, Hattiesburg will host Laurel, two teams that are very familiar with each other. And that's a chance to go play at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in the state championship in 5A on Saturday, December 2nd at 7 p.m., which we always know is the coldest game of the weekend.
It is. I don't know why.
It's the last game, too.
It is the last game. You just, I mean, the cold just goes straight to your bones. It's brutal.
All right, let's move to 4A. 4A North, Louisville won their 12th game of the year against Greenwood tonight. 21-13 was the final there. And in the other half of the North 4A bracket, it was Noxubee County defeating Corinth by the score of 43-7. In South 4A, Poplarville won their 13th game of the year. They're still undefeated. They beat Purvis at Purvis 33-12. And in the other, it's kind of that's sort of similar to the West Point story. East Central is now 12-0. They rolled South Pike 77-32.
So what you got in 4A is you've got Louisville will travel to Noxubee County, who has just steamrolled people in the playoffs. The last three games, they won 48-26, 39-0, and now 43-7. So Louisville travels to Noxubee County. And then, of course, Poplarville, another team that has absolutely just walked through the South. They will host East Central next Friday night. And both winners of those games will play December 2nd. That's a Saturday, the 3 p.m. game at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
Okay. All right, 3A action in North. Yazoo County is now, they improved to 13-0 with a 26-20 win over Houston. And also in North 3A, North Panola, they're also undefeated 13-0 as North Panola defeated Choctaw County 28-14. In South 3A, Hazelhurst edged Forest 34-28, while Jefferson Davis County won their 13th game of the year. They're 13-1 as they beat Port Gibson 42-13.
So what you got is Yazoo County will travel to North Panola next Friday night for North 3A, while Hazelhurst will host Jefferson Davis County in South 3A. Hazelhurst hasn't been to the state championship in a couple years, but they lived there in the early 2010, 11, 12.
I called those games. They were great games.
Some of the best games of the weekend, not the best.
If not the best, you're right.
So the Class 3A state championship will be Saturday, December 2nd at Ole Miss at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. That's the early game, 11 a.m.
All right, 2A North, and one of the better games of the night, Philadelphia and Calhoun City, and at Calhoun City, they won 34-32 over Philadelphia. Calhoun City is now 10-3 on the season. And in North 2A, the other side of the bracket, Winona beat Scott Central, who has had a fantastic season. Scott Central finishes their year 12-2. Winona is now 10-3. Winona a winner 22-15 over Scott Central. In South 2A, Taylorsville rolled over North Forest 49-14, while Collins won their 12th game of the year. They beat Bay Springs 22-8.
In the North 2A, Calhoun City, we'll talk to Brad Logan here in a bit. They've been the cardiac kids to some degree. They won against South Delta 36-34. And then, of course, earlier, I think, let's see, did they win? What was the score tonight, George?
34-32 over Philadelphia.
Ooh, yeah, two-point games the last 2 weeks. So what you got is Calhoun City will travel to Winona in the North, and in the South Championship, you've got Taylorsville hosting Collins. And look, if I was just a football goer on Friday, I may go to that Taylorsville-Collins game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, both the winners of those games will play Friday, December 1st at 3 p.m.
All right, 1A North. You've got Okolona beating Ray Brooks tonight, 34-22. And also at North 1A, Simmons, who I've really been impressed with Simmons all year long. I think the most points they gave up this year, I think they gave up like maybe 20-something to South Delta, who's a 2A school. But Simmons shut out Shaw tonight 34-0. And Simmons is now 12-0 on the season. In South 1A, it was Nantawaya over Stringer, 42-18. Nantawaya's 14-0. And also in South 1A, Resurrection Catholic over Lumberton, 20-12.
Simmons will travel to Oklahoma on Friday night for the North State Championship. Nantawaya will host Resurrection Catholic. And not to take anything away from Oklahoma and Resurrection Catholic, you got to play the games. But we talked about this several weeks ago. It looked like a crash course between Nantawaya and Simmons.
We're
almost there. And both teams, as you said, George, Simmons doesn't give up a score. Nantawaya gives up just a few. So
right.
I mean, you're talking about a game that's either going to be, I mean, if they play, it could be that 1A game, and we've seen this before, could be the best state championship game
right.
of the weekend. It's the very first one on Friday morning.
All right, let's review the MAIS, of course, in the Quad A championship game tonight at Mississippi College. Jackson Prep won their sixth championship in a row, 13-0 on the season. They beat Park Lane tonight 38-3. The Division II game will be tomorrow evening between Simpson and Lamar. In the AAA, that game will be tomorrow afternoon. Starkville and Indianola Academy. Indianola Academy's 13-0. Starkville's 12-1. Played yesterday, the AA championship game. Greenville St. Joe beat Tri-County 44-14. The Single-A championship game, West Memphis, Arkansas defeated Trinity Episcopal 56-48. And then tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, the 8-man championship game between Briarfield and Humphreys Academy. So, Russ, that's pretty much of a wrap.
Well, that's a lot of good games still on tap. And of course, you know, the semifinals probably the most fun week of the year. And we will be covering all of those games next week. We still got to talk about some of the games that happened tonight. Mark Easley is on the other side of this break to talk about the Pedal Meridian game. Clay Sweet going to talk about Poplarville and St. Stanislaus. Brad Logan, Calhoun City and Philadelphia. And then Rachel Ryslinski will be along from Fox 40 Sports from the sports deck.
There you go.
Yep. And
D-E-C-K.
But Rachel will be along a little bit later on tonight. So, again, if you want to know your team score and where you're going,
even a sweet set standoff,
it is on the website. It is on the app. And Dr. Dave and Will have worked real hard to put that together. And then you can find out where you're going next week. A lot of people, you know, may have tuned into their game tonight just to see, you know, how they were doing, thinking that I'll go next week and just, you know, may not know where they're going. And so you do have some teams that are hosting that a lot of people go, well, I don't understand that. Well, that's the way the system was set up.
Yeah, it is. And you've got a lot, you know, Mississippi is unique because you've got a lot of people that just like to go watch high school football. Your team may be out, but hey, we're going to get in the car on a Friday night, and we're just going to go to a game. There's a lot of great games to go see.
Want to remind everyone that the Bernard Blackwell game is coming up on December the 9th after the state championship games the first weekend in December, and then the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game will be on deck next on the weekend of the 16th. Jake and I both will be there for both of those, and they should be some really, really good games. Milner Stadium down in Gulfport is the home of the Bernard Blackwell game. And then University of Southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
It was there 2 years ago. It's back. And we'll see if the Mississippi team can pull that one off. And should be two great games. Got a great coaching staff on both of that. We're going to take a timeout. We got a lot of folks to get to online. And I'm going to duck out of here and head over to a Blitz 16 for Josh. He wanted me to go over there and talk, but I'm going to leave it in the capable hands of Jake Wimberly and George Broadstreet. And, well, guys, I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you back here next Thursday, or next Friday. Friday night, Under the Lights made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Back in a moment.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
When you freeze something?
It's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, glad to be with you. We got Chris Saxton, we got Steve Post, and we got Ty Bailey here producing as well. Of course, we are on MPB Think Radio, also streaming on Finuddle.com. Hey, reminder to follow us on Twitter at FNUTL. You can also like us on Facebook, where Dr. Dave and George, and of course, well, George, I think you, maybe not George, is it? You don't do
probably,
Facebook.
No, I don't do Facebook.
All right, so it's going to be Will. It's going to be Will. Yeah, we got a team of guys that do that kind of stuff. So, hey, it's a great job anyway. All right, let's get right back to the phones. We got other games we want to get to tonight. Mark Easley on hold, the play-by-play voice for the Pedal Panthers, joins us tonight. Pedal took one on the chin tonight against Meridian. Another great year, though, for the Panthers. They seem to live in this space, which is late pushes or state championships or playing for types of championships. Mark, thank you so much for taking some time. How are you?
Doing well, Jake. Good to talk with you tonight. Which is after a win, but it was a tough game up in Ray Stadium. I'm mad at Russ. He's leaving. He must have known I was going to be on the air. He took off on you guys, didn't he?
He did. He's got a TV commitment, so he said he had to duck out.
It's the lure of those bright lights, I think.
Yeah. It's definitely the lure.
I heard you had a face for radio, not a face for
TV. Yes, absolutely. I think. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but for definitely us in this room, that would be the case. All right, so tell us about tonight. You know, Meridian was a team that came into the season, preseason number 3 in a lot of polls. You guys saw them earlier in the year. We saw them earlier in the year as well. But a team that looks like they've just found the right, you know, they found their niche at the right time.
Well, they won 5 in a row now, I think, when they came to Pebble, got that first win, and then we're on a 4-game winning streak going into the Knights game. They're good guys, help. From early in the season, they did lose the quarterback last week against Gulfport, so he was out tonight. But, they just got back and played like this. Obviously, they're a solid team, and they're playing well. At the end of the season, we need to be playing well. We had our hands full. It was just a crazy game tonight. It was just big plays. They had a couple of defensive scores. We got down 21. They got down 28-7. in on. We had out of five first quarter possessions, four of them started on Meridian side of the field. Had a great kickoff return there, and on the first play, a little slip screen, and they stripped the ball from the running back, ran it back 50 yards for a touchdown. So in two plays, they're up 14-0, and they're going crazy. We score on a fourth and goal from the five. Caught a little pass to the two, and the receiver just pulled his way in to cut it 14-7. They bounce right back at the score, make it 21-7, and then make it 28-7. And then it's really crazy. They tip a ball that hits our receiver in stride and makes it a 38-yard touchdown, make it 28-14. We hold them and drive down and score, make it 28-21, and then we pinch kick, and they don't recover it. We recover it and score on a 7-yard run. It's 28-28 at halftime. But we're able to run the ball some of the second quarter, but at halftime, they made a few adjustments. They got their big defensive end back in. It was banged up a little bit first half, Hyman. And our failure to be able to run the football in the second half was really the difference in the game. We took the opening drive of the third quarter, went down to about 32, I think it was, fumbled away. And they scored on the drive and got up a touchdown and pretty much stayed that way until the fourth quarter. We had pinned them back at the one on a punt and was forcing them to punt out of the end zone. We'd come close to blocking a couple before. We went after that one and roughed the kicker. And they were able to go down and kick a 22-yard field goal, 10-point difference, 38-28, what it ended up. But we just couldn't run the ball in the second half. Their defense played well in the second half. And, us not having that hurt us. They were running and took away some passing options, too. But they're playing well. They're having a good year, as you said, by Pedal. But Brendan Gould can represent well, I think, next week. But they'll have a handful of Pearl, of course. But, they're playing good now.
Mark, you know how it is before we let you go, though. I got to ask this. We'll have Thanksgiving this week, and of course, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family and everybody down at Pedal in the Pine Belt. But then, you know, we start automatically, if we're out of this thing, we start looking towards next year. What does next year, you know, from a 10,000-foot shot look like for Marcus Bowles and the Pedal Panthers?
Well, you don't have to replace a lot of folks. I know that they had their last great team, they're high on. They're going to have some good young kids. But they're losing a lot of skill players, the receivers, quarterback, got running backs back. But they're going to replace Fatt, who was over 1,200 yards this year, as he moved into the backfield to replace Hoster from last year. But got some good running backs, good young ones, but got a lot of offensive line to replace. So it's not like you're having a whole new roster, but it's going to be close to it on the offensive side. You're losing all your skill players and most of the offensive line. And some of the key defenders, your linebackers, your leading tacklers. So it's going to be a rebuilding year for sure. But some young guys are going to grow up quick.
Well, Mark, hey, thank you so much for, as always, taking some time on Friday Night Under the Lights. God bless you. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving week and a great holiday season. And, look, we'll catch up and we'll talk soon.
All right. Appreciate it, Jason. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Mark. Great. Appreciate it. That's Mark Easley. He is the play-by-play voice for the Pedal Panthers. Pedal done tonight as Meridian moves on. And, of course, we'll take on Pearl in South 6A for the championship in South 6A. All right, let's go right back to the phones. Clay Sweet, the play-by-play voice for the Poplarville Hornets, will join us. Poplarville with a big win tonight against
Purvis.
Yeah, against Purvis tonight. And, of course, they'll move on to take on an East Central team. We'll talk about that as well. Clay, thank you so much for taking some time. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Jake. I appreciate y'all having me. As you've mentioned, a big win tonight, 33-12 over Purvis. I'm sure y'all probably already talked a bit about this, but had to go on the road over to Purvis. Purvis was the 4 seed in their region, and actually Poplarville took care of them earlier in the year back in October, 69-34. Tonight's game, a much tighter ball game. Purvis has played good football down the stretch. Coach Week's been doing this for 4 decades, so he had his team ready to go. And it was really kind of a funky scenario to have to go over there tonight in a rough environment. That's Poplarville's arch rival. But the name of the game, survive and advance. And you have the Hornet Bowl, I guess, is being called next week and should be a lot of fun for South State down here in 4A football.
Yeah, you guys have really, you know, you look through this bracket. I mean, you guys have taken care of your business, 42-27 over Northeast Lauderdale. And, of course, you talk about St. Stanislaus 42-31 win tonight over Purvis. Now you take on an East Central team that had a running back that I think went for 8 touchdowns tonight. So, I mean, it should be a heck of a ball game for a chance for Poplarville to get back to their second straight state championship next week.
Yeah, it should be, Jake. I'm a boxing guy, man, and so you've heard it said, styles make fights. You know, you look at what East is going to do, East Central, and their offenses are going to be similar to what Poplarville saw earlier in the year with Stone and with Picayune. They're going to be physical. They're going to run the football. And really, Poplarville fared well against both of those clubs, won both of those games. They have the X factor in the tight end, the Mississippi State signee and Cumbus. But DJ Travis, a defensive back that's going to be a D1 talent, a senior ball player in the secondary who has 5 takeaways, had one again tonight. He shut down the talented wide receiver from Summerall, the Dennis Jackson kid. So it's hard to say you like your matchup against East Central when they're just demolishing people, but coming into Poplarville, a 13-0 Poplarville club at least has to feel okay about next Friday night.
Well, I know, look, teams can't necessarily or don't like to say let's look ahead, but we can because we don't play the games. If you win that game, you're going to have a chance to take on a stalwart, basically, from the north when you talk about Louisville and Noxubee County, because I'm sure that's a game, as your game progresses next Friday, you'll keep your eyes on.
Absolutely. It'd be fun to see this time of year as the teams begin to dwindle. You know, the cream rises to the top, and this is just a lot of fun, man. We've had so much fun covering this Poplarville club, 13-0, and sometimes when you get caught looking ahead, you just don't embrace exactly what it takes to be 13-0 and to beat your arch rival. Look, any year Poplarville can beat Purvis twice is a good year, so we're going to embrace that tonight.
Clay, thank you so much, my man, for taking some time. Look, we'll talk next week. We'll get up a report, and look, best of luck in the South State Championship next week.
Thank you, Jake. We always appreciate the time, man, and the coverage for Poplarville.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. That's Clay Sweet. He is the play-by-play voice for Poplarville.
Yeah, and, you know, that is really a matchup. You look at Poplarville will be, it's 13-0, and East Central is 12-0. And, East Central really hasn't been threatened all year.
Yeah.
And, for that matter, Poplarville hasn't either. So something's got to give somewhere.
I tell you,
that's going to be a great game.
Those kind of games are unbelievable. And I also tell you this, George, and you know this because you've done this way longer than me, but anytime you get two teams like that together where everything's gone right, sometimes if something goes wrong for one of them, it's a domino effect, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Because the kids... And I say kids, these are young men. They're not used to things going wrong. Mm-hmm. So I think for this ball game, it's which team can survive the first mistake, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because both teams, like you said, they've been on this collision course, and they've handled every bit of business that they've had up to that point. And now they're going to take on each other, and somebody's got to lose the matchup.
Yeah, and I think something that you sort of alluded to a little bit earlier, and I don't know if you said it on the air or not, but sometimes, and not necessarily even in this – in 4A, sometimes, unfortunately, some of the better games are in the semifinals and not in the finals.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, next Friday night will be really interesting.
Sure. Hey, we still got more guests coming your way. We got Brad Logan to talk Calhoun City and Philadelphia. We've also got Rachel Richlinski with the Fox 40 Sports Deck as well. I also want to tell you about it. You may have missed it. A big coach now back on the market in Mississippi High School football.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that,
okay,
too. You want to stick around?
Tease there.
Yeah, somebody's going to get a really good football coach here in the offseason. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Of course, we're on MPB Think Radio. And, of course, we're brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers, back here in just a bit.
Let's face it.